different names, but it's a beautiful day, and right now we're just headed down to the bank.
Why has he got money in there?
But actually, Bernice decided to roll all the spare chains that we had over several years out of this jar. And there was, I think, what, $56 in there, one of us? No, $63 there. Really surprised me. We're rich.
Do that with, it's just they're devaluing, basically.
That's about the truth. You ever see the interest rate on a savings account nowadays?
I think I get 1% or less. It's crazy.
But they was paying about 4% on a CD, and I had a buddy who used to buy those all the time, and now it's down to 2-point-something just in the last couple of months. And not that it has any bearing on me, but the Fed stayed the same. It didn't change the interest rate. And I guess for young people that's buying houses and stuff, that's more meaningful. I'm not that much of an economist, Mike, as you can probably already know. But at any rate, been having some fun on HF lately, and on CW, and got a couple more contacts last night. I get a few every night, just pecking along.
Antenna fixed. Homeowner Association had some guys come through and clean up, and they took down trees they weren't supposed to, especially the one holding up the other half of my dipole.
Get a chance to get out of one of those Homeowners Association. I'd highly recommend it from what I hear. Our kid's in one of those, and it sure ain't cheap.
Nothing's cheap anymore. Shoot, go get a hamburger for two of us, $30.
I'm not cheap, Mike, but always was when I was younger, because we didn't have any choice. But I'm not cheap when it comes to things, but jiminy, it's just ridiculous what it costs to go out and eat now. Boy, I was just thinking there is one or two restaurants that we go to every month or two, and that would be the Little Rebel, and it's excellent every time. It's up here by us. And then there's one, that's the GPS talking, the A&P restaurant. It's kind of out there on, is it on 14 or Buncombe, Bernice? 14. Right past the McDonald's on Buncombe going south. And boy, they're just great every time. But the rest of them, I can't go it compared to what Bernice makes.
Lost my job in January, and I decided I'm going to stay lost. So I'm just retired. Haven't even started taking Social Security yet. It's not like I'm old enough, but I'm not that old. But still making up my mind what I want to do.
Be wise, Mike. I think you were in sales or something once, or IT. I can't remember, Mike.
I always thought I was in sales. At least that's what it said on my card, N60LX.
There's a broad spectrum. I think I would get into something like, something to do with weapons. you know, like Lockheed or Northrop Grumman or Boeing or Cessna, something like that. Oh, I don't know. There's some aspects of Kansas that I miss, where they had a lot of aircraft industry and some that I don't. But I guess they got a pretty nice facility down here at Lucky. I don't know how old you are and whether you'd want to retrain for something else or not, but it just seems like there's a lot of money going that way now.
I'm over 62. I can take my Social Security at a reduced rate. Right now, the rate I get is more than what was calculated into my retirement. So, actually, I'm in a good spot. I can take it early and actually get it for a few years before they freeze it, like they're swearing they're going to.
You had to take it at 62. And now I don't regret it, about a year or so afterwards, the kids kept hounding me to apply for disability, and I never wanted to, and I never thought a legitimate, normal person had a chance. everybody games the system so much. That doesn't mean everybody, but I went ahead and put in for it. Some doctors, and I said, well, I don't think I'll get that. He said, you let me be the decider of that. And about a year later, I got it, and that added up to several hundred dollars a month more. So that helps out.
Good. Sent you that Dr. Bernice. She could have told him everything was wrong.
No doubt.
shoot. There we go, ganging up on poor little Tom. Oh, I'm by a Toyota TRD. I won't tell you what that stands for. Man, that thing is beautiful. It's huge. Some of these trucks nowadays are... The one on my right is a Super Duty Ford. It's a nice looking truck also, and has Anvil on the side of it. I don't know what that is. What's that say, Bernice? Design, create, and lead. Well, that sounds interesting.
Dog was fast for checkup. Got out cheap today. Pretty good. She's on my last year of the car. Hands on my crazy.
Scratchy then, and KI4 DOS Gary told me last night that the repeater had some problems. It's been pretty scratchy all morning, so even I was scratchy last night, he said, so thought I'd let you know. Well, we're about two blocks. We're up here at the Ace Hardware store on Wade Hampton. We're a couple of blocks from the bank, so I'll let you go. We'll go cash in our coins. And you have a nice day. Nice talking to you, Mike. In 6CLX and 0TR 73.
All right, Tom. You and Bernice have a good day.
CLX, I'll quit.